Good morning, we're Masechet Tmura, Daf Yud Zayin. We're starting at the Gemara. So now the Gemara starts off, we read the Mishnah, yes, the Mishnah started on Tet Zayin, I would bet, at the bottom. Right, but the Mishnah ended off by four lines here, the last four lines of the at the beginning of the Amud. Started off with Rabbi Yossi bar Yeshua, Yudomer, Aseh Shogeg Kemezi B'Tmura. Okay, we saw this halacha before. When it comes to Tmura, you've got Shogeg as Mezid. In other words, just if you don't have a Mezid, Shog makes no difference. Right? And then when Rabbi Laza said that the Kilayim and the Treif and the Yotzei Dofen, etc., Lo Kiddushim and Lo Makdishim, we'll see what that means in a second. So we're starting about the Gemara Salakas. My time with Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda's story? In other words, what's his reason that there's no difference between Shogeg and Mezid with regard to Tmura? The Gemara Salakas, Amar Kram, we got a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yehiyeh Kodesh. Okay, we've seen that pasuk before. Lo yachlifenu. That's our famous pasuk Kaf Zayin Yud Kazi, right? That it says over there at the end of the pasuk. It says Utmurato Yihye Kodesh. So he says Rabbi Yossi says that Yihye comes to teach us the ribui, right? Because the pasuk could easily have just said Imamer Yamer Beema Beema Vayahu Utmurato Kodesh. What does it say? Utmurato Yihye Kodesh. That Yehye comes to tell us Shogeg Kemezid. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami Shogeg Kemezid. Give us some example. What do you mean Shogeg Kemezid? And now it's quite interesting because the Gemara is going to bring a whole list of possibilities, which are all different types of situations where Shogeg and Mezid could have been the same. Without a conclusion. The Gemara says, Hechi Dami, give us examples of Kemezid. Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, first answer, Kesavur Shumutar Lahamir. Right now, for example, on Shabbos, you say that's a classic case. What do you mean when you're over on Shogeg on Shabbos? So one of the examples always given is that you never knew it was Shabbos. That's the one possibility, right? You forgot it was Shabbos. Or you thought that the melocha was mutar, but it was actually asr. You did it mutar, thinking it was mutar. He has a classic case. Kesavu shu mutar. That's a classic Shogeg. He thought it was mutar to do tmura, and he did tmura. And then with regard to tmura, lucky, he gave Malkot. However, with regards to Kochim, lo laki wouldn't give Malkot. In other words, if he was Magdishtan, look at Rashi there, Gabe Tmura, Derave Beikra, because there the Torah included the Pasuk Yihye, right? The Masod Shah changes that hood there to Yihye, Shogeg Kemezid, and therefore gave Malkot. Gabe Kochim, lo laki, why not, says Rashi, Tilo Matsidu Malkot, Elebe Mezid Ubhatra'a. As a rule, when you get Mezid, right, Malkot, Mezid and Hatra with Kochim. With Tmura, because of the Tmura of the Hiyye, you'll get Malkot even though you did it B'Shogeg. That's the first answer. What's the Dishnachrina? Gabet, another answer possible Lashon to that question was Gabet Tmura Kaddish. Gabet Kochim no Kaddish. So the second answer leaves out the Malkot. Okay? And just says that that same answer could have been that the Shogeg B'Mezid with regard to Tmura is that if you do Tmura, the animal works, the Tmura works. Where with Kochim, if you're a Magdish animal and you wanted to Magdish the brown cow, and you by mistake you were Magdish the black cow, there's not Kedusha because it wasn't intention. You never had the intention, it was B'Shogeg, it was a mistake, where with Tmura it would work. That's the first answer. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. The Shita actually takes out Reish Lakish here. It's just Rabbi Yochanan Amar, not Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kesavu Lomar, you wanted to say Tmurat Ola, Vamar Tmurat Shlamim. So you knew about Tmura, you knew it was wrong, you knew everything was wrong, etc. But you wanted to say, I'm doing Tmura, very similar to the second answer of Chizkiah, right? The Dishnachrina. Right, and here as well, the Gemara gives the Dishnachrina. And the Mishud HaShas, if you look there at that Ot Vava, the Mishud HaShas, he has a slightly different version of that Dishnachrina, and he says, Svara Acher. Not this but Svara Acher, right? Gabe Tmura Laki, Gabe Kochim Lo Laki. So here we see that Rabbi Yochanan's answer is the inverse of Chizkiah's answer. Chizkiah's answer is first Laki and then Kadosh Lo Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan gives the other way around. He says the Svara Acher, Gabe Tmura Shlamim Kadosh, Gabe Kochim Lo Kadosh. Lishna Achrinana, Kesabu Loma Shachor, Vamar Lavan. Right? Oh, we saw this example before. This example we brought early on in the prayer in the Masechet, right? Where you meant to do Tmura with a black animal, the white animal, right? In the case like that, it's more lucky to have a kochim lucky. So that's a different, a separate way of understanding Rabbi Yochanan's answer. You can see they're all very similar till now. You had intention for one thing. You mentioned you intended one thing. Something else happened as a result. Then the question is, do you get malkut? Don't you get malkut? Is it just the kadosh works or kadosh doesn't work? Then the Gemara carries on and says like this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bo'omer, Teitzei Zo V'tikades Zo. Right, here's a little bit different. What do you mean, Teitzei Zo V'tikades Zo? Look at Rashi. Teitzei Zo V'tikades Zo V'ota Shel Hekdesh Temimihi. We're speaking about you being Magdish. When you said Teitzei Zo V'tikades Zo, it's a Tamim. Right? In other words, it's a perfectly good Korban. V'lo Nafke L'chulin El Tosef Bo B'kdusha V'havi Yatmura. Right? Yeah, the Torah works. What happened? You wanted the one to become Kadosh, the one to become Chulin. He says, no, Rashi says, no, it becomes Tmura, it becomes Kadosh. For who Savur, she takes the Chulin Kabal Mum. Now, it was a Tamim. It was a perfectly good animal. He thought that it would go out of, into Chulin like a Baal Mum. It was a Baal Mum. Right? In other words, V'lo L'hamin it kaven. He didn't really want to do Tmura. He just thought that he could basically be Mechalalit. He could do Pidyon, so to speak. The one for the other. And nonetheless, Fafilachi Laki gets Malkut. Sorry, Robert? Robert?
What?
You ask something?
No.
Oh. Vagabe Kochim Nami Dumia Dahai, Shaya Yodea Shah Kochim Asurim the Zarim. And Rashi is saying over here, when we get these examples, Rabbi Yochanan says, But Omer Tetzov Tikanezo, Gabe Kochim, Shinolad Behem, Vitinezo, and then Gabe Kochim. So that Rashi explains the whole concept there. What's going on? If he had done Tmura, right, where there wasn't a Mum, or where he did Kochim, Chilu, where there was a Mum, he thought it was the same thing. Right? He thought you can do, with Pidjon, you can, now we can do Chilu with an animal who's got a Mum, and the animal goes out to Chulin, right, with Kochim. If it hasn't got a mum, you can never do chilul. You can't do geula with a korban. If it hasn't got a mum. If it has a mum, you can do it. Then it becomes a proper chulin. He thought the same thing with tmura, right? But however, what happens? Tmura, he gets malkot, right? So look at Rashi. V'afilu hachi laki. V'gabe kodesh ever do midahai. Shaya yodea shakodesh masurin dezari. He knew that a zar couldn't. He couldn't. Wasn't allowed the kodesh. Aval savur hu mum pigeon. Now the parallel would be in Kochim. If there was a mum, he thought that, you know, with a mum you have to even do pigeon because a mum is no longer a good korban. Behind the dumi yadahai shaya odeya shatmura sura va bechi hai gavna savar demuta. So Rashi is saying as follows: with Kochim, a guy knows that a normal kodesh is pasul to a zar, but he thought, if I had a mum, I don't need pigeon. There it wouldn't work; it'd be asur. So to here, he knew that Tmura wasn't good, but he thought that if I did this one for that one, then it would go out to Chulin, and it doesn't work, he would still get Malkut. So he has a better understanding. According to this last answer here, he has a better understanding of Tmura. He knows what's happening, but just he thought that if he did Tmura in this particular way, it would work. Doesn't help, he still gets Malkut. That's the next answer of Yochanan. Sheshna Mar, what's another example here of Hechidami or Shogar Kamezit? Bomer, Ikanes Lebait Zeh, Va'agdish va'amir midati. What does he mean? I'm going to go into that house. I'm going to magdish an animal, right? Midat. And what did he do in the end? V'nichlas v'hemir. He went inside to do tmura, right? V'hegdish shelo midato. Look at Rashi. What does he mean shelo midat? At his dab. What was actually going on? Yeah, Rashi says there shebal machshavotu. So yeah, he just went in and just said some things. I'm not exactly sure. How did that translate in English, by the way? That's Rashi. Oh, it's a Rashi. I mean, it's in English there. Is there any note there which talks about what he means and says it's a bald dvarimu? Can you see it in the notes, anybody?
Yeah.
What does he say there?
Well, when he says he does it.
A bald machshavot. Is there any comment there?
What he means when he says the fast, that was the case?
Yeah, yeah.
They say Rashi says subsequently, he planned to purposely perform Tmura, and subsequently, while entrenched in thought and without remembering his original plan, he performed Tmura unintentionally.
Right, okay.
However, dispute this explanation, explain that the case is one in which he stipulated that as soon as he enters this house, this animal shall become tamura. But when he entered the house, however, he did not remember his original stipulation. The issue thus is whether tamura or consecration can take effect without his intention.
So basically he had ideas. When he got into the house, he forgot the ideas. He wasn't sure about the ideas. But with tamura, it would still work.
Forgetting that he originally thought he intended.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he had very clear intentions before he went in, and intentions got a bit mixed up while he was in. That seems to be the case, right? And with tamura, it would still work. So that's like the most radical case here of sheshet of a case of shogeg kemezid. Right? Okay. So now we move on to the next halacha in the Mishnah. There was the last halacha, which Rabbi Lazar Omer, Akilayim v'atreifa v'yotzei dofin v'tum to v'andruganus. So the mixed animal from a two, like a half breed, a treifa that's got a mum, yotzei dofin is a cesarean section, and the tum to v'andruganus, lo kadushim v'lo ba'el. In other words, these animals, we'll see in a second, will become clearer, that without them having a mum, okay, the treifa has got a mum, but the other cases, the kilayim, the yotzei dofin, there's nothing inherently bad with the animal. It hasn't got a mum, there's nothing missing from it. But by definition, it's a pastoral animal. And the androgynous and the tumtum also, by definition, is a pastoral animal. We'll see that in a second. So now, Rabbi Lezor Meir, the Gemara Amar Shmuel, lo kedoshin, when we say there in the Mishnah, lo kedoshin, right, that they aren't able to become kedoshin, the kedusha taguf can't take hold on them, right, what do we mean? So he says like this, Amar Shmuel, lo kedoshin betmura, which they can't have tmura applying to them, velo magdishin, and they can't. Those are the animals themselves, right? That they haven't got enough kedusha to be able to impart kedusha to another animal, lasot tmura. So they themselves, right? If you did tmura on them, if you had a very good animal, was a kadosh korban, and you said, "I'm doing tmura from that onto one of that androgynous or tumtum or yotzei dofen or kilayim," it wouldn't be able to become a tmura. And lo magdishin, they can't become a Hekdesh Rishon in order to impart Tumura onto other animals. So if for some reason they were Kadosh, we'll see in a second how they could have become Kadosh. An example that could have been Kadosh was they were born to an Ola that was Kadosh. Okay? Let's say that there was a Korban and she became pregnant, and the child that she had was a Kilayim or Yotzei Dofen. She was a Korban who had a cesarean section. So that will become Kadosh. That Kedusha of that level in that animal wouldn't be kadosh enough to be able to impart kadosh to another animal to make it into a tumura. Clear? You got it?
Yeah.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my new last tumura. Tanya, we got a brighter. Amar Rebbe, the shitter takes out all along this daf. Never says Rebbe Mary calls. It takes out Rebbe Mary says Rebbe. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, me'achar she'ein kadoshin, if the animal itself, right, can't become a kedoshin. In other words, kedushat aguf doesn't take hold on it. So mehechan magdishin, where would it become a kadosh animal in the first place? Okay, I already gave you the spoiler with regards to being born that way. So that was sort of stupid of me. Okay. But anyhow, where would it become, how to become kedosh in the first place? Because when you say ain kedoshin, right, it can't become kadosh. So how can it magdish? Clear? It's a good question, right? Question clear?
Yeah.
Right? Ela iatamot tes, he said no. The bride says, how would you find it? These are the cases where you would find it. Ela b'makdish behema, when you were makdish an animal, v'acharkach nitrefa, then became a treifa. Ah, so it was a treifa, was first a kadosh, and then became a treifa. That was because we had a couple of questions. We got to ask questions on kilayim, treifa, yotzei dofen, tumtum and androgynous, right? There are four situations over here. So with regards to a treifa, we found it. It was a kadosh animal, but then it got a treifa. Or b'makdish vlad, the yatsa derech dofen, or you had a baby, an animal that was magdish, you were magdish the korban, and then it had a baby, and that baby was born as a cesarean section. So those two we can quite easily understand. Amal kilai, v'tumtum, v'androgynous, iata motze, ele bevlade kochim. So the kilai, the tumtum, and the androgynous, the only way you can find them is if they were vlade kochim. In other words, if the vlad was a fetus, I mean the fetus itself was a kilayim, tumtum, androgynous, a similar idea to the yotzei dofen beforehand, right? But yeah, the actual fetus itself is one of those. And And that only works according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Look at Rashi over here. But Magdish Vachakach Nitrofask, the Rashi, Ele Bavarekochi, I skip that Rashi. If you go down, it's about 10 lines of Rashi before it gets to Y. The 10 last narrow lines of Rashi. Ele Bavarekochi, Shekitche Iman, Kodem Shitabra, the mother you were Magdish before she became pregnant, the Hashta, Mimelehen Kedoshim, right? Now they automatically become Kadosh. Why? This is Rabbi Eliezer. The Ubar Yerech Imohu. Remember, we've seen this before. We had a bit of machloket about that, right? Here we're going on the opinion that the fetus is basically like a limb of the mother. So if the mother's Kadosh, then obviously the fetus is Kadosh. Ubaha. And yeah, it was necessary, specifically in this case, to tell us this halocha. Hutrach Lomar, the Ein Osin Tumura. Here we got to know you can't do Tumura. What we have thought, we saw earlier, we had a machloket earlier on Rabbi Yochanan. We had a few daf ago. Can you do Tumura to a fetus? Remember? We had Evarin, Ubarva Evarin. Remember that Mishnah? About the Tet somewhere around there, right? So now it's the case like this where it's necessary to say that you can't do Tumura to that fetus. That's what Rashi is telling us, right? And look at the next Rashi. Valiba Rabbi Yehuda. And specifically according to Rabbi Yehuda, why? The Amar, he said, Bashar, in other Vlad Kochim, or said Tumura. That in a normal case, a Vlad Kochim can do Tumura. If the mother was a Kadosh and the child is Kadosh, you can do Tumura. It's Rich Rashmina and Bahari with these particular cases. The Lord, they're Tumura, can't do Tumura with them. The Lord, Nachte Lehu Kedusha Laguf. That's why we said the Kedusha can't rest in the body. Right? That was Lo Kedoshin to begin with. Afilu Al Yedei Tumura. Vahane De Amran. Right? Lav Ra Meikaroninu. And he says, Rashi, and these we're speaking about are not necessarily Rami Ikaro, they are not necessarily spoiled from the outset, because we've got a case, he says, where you were Magish animal, and then it became Trefa. So you can see it doesn't necessarily have to have been always from inception that the animal was bad, because a good animal could have been Magish and then got a Trefa. Right? But Magish Vadbechule, but Tumtum Van Druganus. Kacha agav inan kori mitzratan, and he says the tumtum and the androgynous and the tumtum the androgynous, they became kadosh even before they were created. They were inherently created kadosh, right? Before they were bad. So in other words, they were started off being as a what do you call it, like as an egg. They're already kadosh, and only afterwards they became bad. So we see it doesn't necessarily have to be. That what's left out here, if you notice, what's missing from all these examples here? We had five in our Mishnah. Here we've got a Trefa, a Yotze Dofen, Tumtum, and Androgynous. What's missing? The Kilayim. Remember the Mishnah, we had that fifth example of Kilayim, the mixed. That, I would think, starts out Meikaro as Ra. Because the fact that the mother and father are two different animals means that from inception, that's already a bad animal. You with me? So that would be the exception to Rashi. Rashi is saying, yeah, these, all of these dynasties start out bad. The Kilai would start out bad. The Gemara doesn't deal with that, but I think that would be treated separately. Okay, so we go back to the Gemara. So now we try to understand how it could be Kadosh in the first place that you would have to learn that you can't do Tumura from it to something else. You with me? We said lo kedoshin, it can't accept the kedushin aguf, the lo magdishin. So we said, how can it become kadosh to even think you could do tumura from it to another animal? And we saw the examples of how. That either was magdish before it became a treifa, or it was born to a kochin animal, and therefore it had kedusha in it of a certain kind. And therefore the chiddush of the Mishnah is that kedusha is not a strong enough kedusha to do tumura to that animal. Is it clear?
Yes.
Okay. So now, Elav Lo Kochim Valim with Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Havrado said Tumura. Okay. Amar Rava, and the Shita changes this, you'll see why in a second. It's not Rav Papa, because we're going to have Rav Papa talking to Rava in a second. So Amar Rava, Ma Taimed to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Remember, who was this? This was, hello, Michael. This was, we started at the very beginning, right? And we said, what's Amar Shmuel lo kedoshim b'tumuri v'lo b'makdish l'asot tumura? Then we brought a brighter. So now, Amar Rabbah, Rabbah said like this, Ma taimed Rabbi Eliezer, Right? It was Rabbi Eliezer, actually Rabbi Elazar, if you ask me, because in the Mishnah we had there, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Akilayim Vatrefa Yotze Dofe. Right? So now if you look at the Masoret HaShas, just very quickly, the second Masoret HaShas on the Daf, he says there, Am Iter Rabbi Eliezer, V'chein Tzarich Lomar. So he actually changes the Mishnah to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tarabi Eliezer, and that works out now with the Gemara here. Right? So my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? That he says, Akilayim Vatrefa Yotze Dofe Netzer Lo Kedoshim V'lo Magdishin. We understand now what Lo Kedoshim Lo Magdishin means. And we found an example of how to become Kadosh, to able to know that you don't say Magdishin. But what's his reason that doesn't work? So he says, why not? Kebehemat Meya. Because these animals are like behemat Meyas, like impure animals. Ma behemat Meya, Lo Kirva, behemat Meya, you don't bring as a korban. V'lo nachta la kedushat aguf. And if you were to magdish a behemat Meya, the kedusha wouldn't work. Af henech, so to these, lo karve, v'lo nachta lehu kedushat aguf. Pashut, Rabbi Eliezer's first answer is that exactly like a behemat Meya, and tuma wouldn't allow you to work, so to this situation, the status of these animals, doesn't allow kedusha to work. So now, Amar Rapapa Rava, you see why the Shitta changed Rapapa there, right? That's why he said it was Amale Rava. Because now Rapapa says to Rava, Amar Rapapa Rava, Vahare Baal Mum, Delo Karev, Venach Delei Kedusha Raguf. He says, but I don't understand. Why are you telling me that it's like a tumor? We've got a case of a Baal Mum, which on the one hand, you don't bring it as a korban, but nonetheless, nachtelei kedusha aguf, the kedusha would take place. Look at Rashi over there, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Varei bal mum delo karev, but nachtelei kedusha aguf al yedei tmura. That's very important, that Rashi. Because normally, you can't magdish a bal mum. But we said the chiddush of tmura was, remember the pasuk said, belo yivaker ben ra letov ben tov lera, and one of those chidushim was that tmura does work on a baal mum. So if you were magdish, if you had a very good animal, and then you wanted to do tmura onto another animal, and the animal that you were doing tmura onto was a baal mum, we learned that the tmura works. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Fair enough, you can't magdish, you can't makrivit, you won't bring that baal mum as a korban. But nonetheless, the tmura would work. So why over here can't the tmura work on these animals? We're not going on the magdishin now, we're going on the lo kedoshin, right? With me? Right? This is Amar Lei. He says, why not? I'll tell you why not. Because Baal Mum Karev Bemino. He says, when it comes to Baalei Mumin, the min, the top, if what's a Baal Mum? A Baal Mum was a perfect animal. You had a keves or a sa'i or a para, you had one of those animals, and the animal had a mum. But normally, those animals you can shecht, you can bring as a korban. This particular animal you can't. But from the min, the top of this animal, you can bring as a korban. From a behemoth tmeya, right? These animals over here, says Rava, the yotze dofin, the tumtum, none of it's kind. You can't bring a yotze dofin. There isn't a yotze dofin that is brought as a korban. Isn't a tumtum and is brought as a korban. From a normal tmeya, there are animals like that are brought as a korban. But if you look, the one who says it very nicely is Rabbi Gershom. If you want to try and just find Rabbi Gershom, it's like right in the middle of the wide lines at the bottom of Rabbi Gershom, like almost the middle lines. It starts, the first line says Kedusha Taguf, the first words. And it says there, Baal Mum Ike Bemino de Karev. They are of its kind that are Karev. Hilchach Kadish Kedusha Taguf. Therefore, the animal gets Kedusha Taguf. Ah, it's got a mum. You can't bring it into the Beit HaMikdash, but it works. Right? So now, he's not so happy with this, Rav Papa, and says, Iyachi, that's the case. Treifa Nami. So then why is a treifa out of the goods here? You're telling me a Baal Mum. What's a treifa? A treifa was, right, an animal which became a treifa, but from its kind of animals, Nami, Karva Bemina. If you had a para and it got a mum, but parot do come into the, are shechted. And yeah, that example is a para. So you can't tell me that that's the example. It can't be because of a tmeya, because of a bemina. And yeah, it's not bemina, because with a treifa, bemina works. Is Ella, you're right. Okay, so he accepts that argument. He says, okay, I'll tell you why. Amarava kebem heimat tmei. So it goes back now to his first answer. Right, his first answer was kebem heimat tmei, and he said, "What's a tmei?" Right, lo karve lo nachte lekedusha laguf. So then he said to him, "What about a baal mum?" Right, so he answered a baal mum because of kebem minu. So then just proved from a treifa it's like a baal mum. So he goes back to the answer of a tmei, but now he's got a slightly different. I wouldn't say spin, but slightly different take on how the function of the tumeya, how the tuma works. He says, "You know what? I'll go back to my first answer of tumeya, right? Mat behema tumeya. What about behema tumeya? Pasul haguf, right? Af kol pasul haguf. Look at Rashi here. What does it mean by pasul haguf? Look at Rashi in about the fourth wide lines of Rashi at the bottom there. Pasul haguf v'chol hani pasul hagufe." A behemoth tmeya is by definition pasu. And look, and Rashi adds in there, below chisaron, without anything lacking. In other words, a tame animal, when you look at it, it could be the perfect animal, a proper tamim. However, what? It's tame. Right? It says, so too, right? These animals over here, they're perfectly good animals, but they have like an extra dimension of a psul, which is like a tame animal. So too over here. And now he says over here, however, la fuke balmum. And that's where balmum is different. The psul chisaron, you know, a balmum is lacking something. Right? So now he says to him, but wait a second, amale, rapapa says to Rava, amale, sorry, Rav Adar joins in here and says, valo, sarua, vakalut katiba parsha. But we know that we've got the sarua and the kalut, right? Like a cataract story and limping, whatever. And the legs aren't the same, whatever. We nonetheless, these are psulim. And the pasukia in this particular case works. We know that tura works on a sarua of a kalut. So it can't be, that can't be the example. And Amar Rav, it goes back now to, again, kebehema tmeya. But now he gives another expression of behemoth tmeya. So it's not like a case of love dafka the body. Mabet tmeya deleka bemina, afkol deleka bemina. So when it comes to behemoth tmeya, all behemoth tmeyas, right, there's none of its kind that you bring, right, on as a korban, and therefore it won't work. Afkol deleka bemina. So to any type of animal where from its min, you never bring it on the mizbeach, you can't do tmura to it. In other words, these, the tumtum, androgynous, the trefa, and the yotzei dofen, almost, we'll see in a second, the trefa is going to pose a problem to us. He says, la'afukai ba'almum, da'ha'ike b'mina, other than ba'almum, and here's your saru and your kalut, those are ba'almum, where we do have minim, like it was ba'almum is not a min. Ba'almum, it just happens to be a subcategory in a general min, and those minim do come, so therefore tomorrow works. So he says, now that you've said that, so my amar to treifa, nami ikabemina, right? And a treifa is lo dami le balmum. Why not? Behema tmeya asura ba'achila, the treifa asura ba'achila, la fuke balmum de mutar ba'achila. So basically, how do we sum them all up? What's the common denominator between all of these things? Treifa, even though you've got from its min, that you do sometimes bring onto his back, so it doesn't fall into that last category, because we said anything that you draw from the min of a treifa, you do bring, got a problem. But it's not similar to a baal mum. Why not? Because a behemoth tmeya, you can never eat. Treifa, you can't eat, excluding a baal mum, which you can eat. So it turns out over here that the bottom line is, how does the kedusha and the tmura work? If it's something which you can eat, tmura will work. If you can't eat it, tmura won't work. So this androgynous tumtum, right? You can't eat. My only problem with that is, what's my problem with that? Which is the problem one over here? The yotzei dofen. Because the yotzei dofen, a cesarean section animal, we haven't seen anywhere you can't eat it. You with me? And yet tmura, we said, can't work. So it seems to be a bit of a problem with that klal. But I never saw anybody that speaks about it. I don't know if any of you come across a note that it's a Steinzalt say anything, by the way. Michael?
No.
Steve, anything there in your Gemara? So that's a bit of a difficulty that I got with this. But bottom line is, that's how the Gemara ends off over there. And that is the whole shakya there on this lo kedoshim v'lo makdishim. Okay, now I'm a Shmuel. Shmuel says like this, following on. Ha-makdish at a treifa, if you makdish a treifa, right, tricha mum kavua livdot alav. Okay, now obviously you weren't makdish it as a treifa. You makdish an animal, I imagine, and it became a treifa. And what does he say over here? Tricha mum kavua livdot alav. In order to do pidyon, you have to have a mum kavua. Now we've learned all along, right, that the only time that you can do poder with an animal, when you could call chilu, is if you're magdish a korban tamim, and then it got a mum, right? So then you can magdish the animal, you machalel the animal, and then the animal goes free and you poder it. And we said nonetheless though, that it still retains a certain amount of kedusha, and there's things you can't do with it, right? You can't do giza, you can't shear its wool, and you can't do avodah, you can't use the animal for working. Remember? And we saw also you can't sell its meat like in an akliz. It retains a certain amount of kedusha. Here Shmuel says something a bit wild. He says, Amadish et a treifa, tricha mum kavua livdot alav. Look at Rashi over here. Right down at the bottom, second last lines of Rashi. Tricha mum kavua. The ksava Shmuel, nachatala kedushat haguf. So now he says like this. It's a different to. Let me just rephrase it. You got an animal that's a treifa, right? In other words, it's not going to live. But you magdish it. You have to now, it needs a mum kavua to do pidyon. In other words, if it never got a mum kavua, right? Now we look at the Gemara, like a shma mina podin et hakochim lahachilan leklavim. Are you telling me over here? Because really, what are you going to do with that animal? Right, you're going to put it to get hana'ah from it, right? In other words, you're now going to give it to your dog. It seems that you have to treat this treifa like a fully fledged tamim, which you have to have a mum kavu in order to put it. So it seems to be saying, there, your treifa you could never eat at the outset. So what benefit are you getting from doing the pigeon? You're getting hana from its meat. You can feed it to your dogs. So that's what Gemara says. What shma mina podina kosh nachin leklavim. Right? Ela eima ose kedusha lamut. So the Gemara says, no, I'd rather say, because the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. What you're going to put it, you're going to shma mina rashi there, v'anan kaimelan, the very last, second last, v'alan rashi, v'anan kaimelan, the ain podina kod etakodoshim, lachin the klavin el lamita. When we've got a mum kavua, right, we say like this, that you don't makdish to feed dogs. Rather, they go to death without pidyon. You can't magdish it to get hana. You can't get hana. We said all along that even if you magdish a korban and you do chilul, there's still a certain amount of kedusha. You can't feed it to your dog. So you'd rather let it die then feed it to your dog. That's what the Gemara says. Right? Ela eima ose kedusha lamut. Take out those brackets there. Rav Oishi omer, eina ela kemagdish eitzim avanim bilvad. And Rav Oishi says, no, when you were magdishing in the first place, it was only like magdish eitzim avanim, meaning it only had a level of kedusha damim. It never had, anyhow, a level of kedusha taguf. Look at the last line of Rashi there. Right, v'niftim le'achel leklavim, and then when you magdish them at the outset, it had was only kedusha damim. Therefore, you could do pidyon. Right, the lav kochi mikrai, because a treifa doesn't become kochim in the first place. That's about look at there between Shmuel and Rabbi Oishia. Now the Gemara brings the Mishnah. Tnan, kol hakochim shenasu treifa. Now we've got a case. Kol hakochim shenasu treifa, ein podin otan. Lefi she'ein podan hegdeshim lahachilan leklavim. Right? So this is a kashia on what Shmuel just said. Because Shmuel said that you can pot it for dogs. We said via kol hakochim she'nasu treifa. So now it's a kosher cane, right? If it was a kochim she'nasu treifa, you don't pot it to feed your dogs. Ain't pot it. Right? Lefi she'ein pot it hegdeshim lahachilan leklavim. Tamo, taima she'nasu. Right? And here, what's going on over here? She na'asu, Right? That's why, because originally it seems like the Kedusha word, ha hayumi kara. However, what's the answer? This is Shmuel's answer. He says, yeah, that bride was only good because it was a kochim that became a trefa. Hai was a trefa mikara po dinotan. Maybe you can put it. Seems to get out of the group. Says, Dilma hai tan and sabar kolechid lo chazi le gufa lo nachlak mishra guf. Right? Why can you do that picture? Because he said, nonetheless, this Tana telling us that doesn't really become Krishna guf, therefore it's only Krishna damim, and therefore it would work. Toshma Rabbi Lazar Omer, Hakilai, now we bring a brighter, which is just very much a repetition, a summary, there's not even any Rashi on this, a summary of the end of the Sugya. Toshma Rabbi Omer, Hakilai, and the Tzadofim, and the Tzadofim, and the Tzadofim, and the Tzadofim, lo kidoshim, velo makdishin, and Amar Shmuel, lo kidoshim, velo makdishin, lo makdishin, lo makdishin, like we just saw a second ago, Vetanya, Amar Rebbe, Vechim, Achar, Shei, Gdushim, Hechal, makdishin, where would you get the Gdushim in the first place? Eliyah Tamotzeh, Lever Magdish, Bahem, Vachak, and the By the way, there's one opinion, this is all crossed out, but we're reading on the desk. Haita Trev Mikari Lonachti Lech Gush Lekub. If it was Trev in the beginning, it wouldn't become Gush Lekub. And the one says, Amar, lost my place, hold on. Amar Lecha Shmuel, Dilma, Haita Nami Savar, Korechid Lochazi Legufa, Lo Nachti Lech Gush Lekub. Maybe the kedusha wouldn't work at all. Hadran lach yesh bekorbanot. Hadran lach yesh bekorbanot. Okay. So now we're on to Perek Shlishi. Okay, so new Mishnah. Mishnah like this. Elu kedosh kochim shevladotehen utmurotehen. So they're vladim and they're tmuras. Cheyotze bahen. Basically, the Mishnah is going to tell us that while we at the moment have been of the understanding that any time you do tmura, right, what really happens? The kedusha from the original animal now becomes the kedusha of the tmura. So the tmura is like the mother animal. But it appears it's not always the case. So we're going to see now in this parak and next parak some exceptions. So here we're seeing where they are the case. I'm assuming that in parak V, I haven't looked, but in parak V, we'll see where they're not the case. Just running ahead to Perek Revi'i for a second. Let me see if Perek Revi'i. Vlad chatat utmurat chatat v'chatat shemaitu ba'aleya yamutu. V'sh'ar v'shnata v'sh'ar v'limitei ba'aleya b'mum im mishikha v'abayim tamut v'en osa tmura. Okay, so there we're going to start seeing those five cases that die where the tmura is not the same as the, isn't brought like the mother. So here, elu kochim shevladotehen unmutrim kayotze bain. So these are examples where the kochim and their vlad, if they have a vlad, if they have a baby, and if they do tmura from this particular kochim to another animal, kayotze bain, they are exactly the same as them. They have the same status as them. And then the Mishnah starts off and says, vlad shlamim, if you got a shlamim, the vlad utmuratan, so the vlad shlamim, and tmuratan, right? And vladan, and its vlad, and vlad vladan, and its baby's baby, atzof kola olam, harahen shlamim. So basically a shlamim that has a baby, who 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 has a baby, is always a shlamim. Right? V'toanin smicha unesachim utnufa chazev v'shok. You treat it like a shlamim, you have to do smicha on it, you're going to lean on it, you're going to bring nesachim for the korban, you have to do tnufa of the chazev v'shok. Korban, the kohanim can have feast here, right? Imagine you have, I don't know how you do this, how would it work? How would it work? I suppose you had a korban, and they had a baby, and then you shechted the mother, and before you got a chance to shech the child, it had a baby, and then you shech the mother before you had a chance to shech the upper, it had a baby, right? Something like that. And basically carry on going forever and ever and ever. Okay. The Gemara asks a simple question. It says, V'chevan, the Shita adds in there, V'chevan detana vladan, right? He says, since we've already learned vladan and vlad vladan, right? It's vlad and it's vlad's vlad. Why do we need the words ad sof kol ha'olam lamadi? Why do we have to add in there vladan, vlad vladan, ad sof kol ha'olam? We understand vlad and vladan and vlad vladan is vlad vlad vladan and vlad vladan. Me till the end of the world. Why do we have to add in there ad ksof kol ha'olam. The Gemara is like this. Tana didan at Tana v'amishna shavei Rabbi Eliezer. Right, he heard Rabbi Eliezer saying, Tana Rabbi Eliezer saying, the Amar, what did he say? Vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim. Right, that the Vlad shlamim isn't a shlamim. And there he said only the Vlad shlamim. V'amar le Tana didan, right, and Atana said to Rabbi Eliezer, lo mi bayi bevladan. I don't need only to say bevladan. I don't agree with you even about the vladan. Not only don't I agree with you with regards to the vlad, that the vlad isn't brought as a shlamim. You're saying that there's a mother, and the vlad already is not a shlamim. He said, Atana said to Rabbi Eliezer, not only don't I agree with you about the vlad, the child, but I'll go even further, right? El afilu ad sofa olam lo modin alach. I don't agree with you at all. So basically, Atana wants to make the point that where Rabbi Eliezer says that's only the shlamim and not even its child, Atana says no. It's the child and the child's child and the child's child forever. It's almost like a statement to make over here, and that's why he wrote it into the Mishnah. Okay. Now the Gemara is like a minali mili. Right? Where do we know this from? Right? Where do we know this from? That you've got that the vlad and the twir of the vlad and all of these things are basically karev on the mizbeach. Because that's what the Mishnah says, right? Hein shlamim tunan smicha unesachim utnufat chazit shok, etc. that they brought onto the mizbeach. He says, where from? Don't bring a brighter. And the brighter says, brings the pasuk, and the pasuk says, ve'im zevach shlamim korbano. I'm reading the whole pasuk here. If you bring a zevach, a korban as a shlamim, Imina bakar hu makriv, right? If it's from the bakar, from the cattle, im zachar, if it's a male, im nekeva. So it says im zachar, im nekeva, tamim yakuen l'dashem. It's pasuk when we read the pasuk that those two ims there are redundant. Because it could have said imina bakar, zachar or nekeva, tamim yakriven, right? We have to say imina bakar, im zachar, im nekeva. So the Gemara now learned, and also we don't even have to say zachar and nekeva. We could just say imina bakar hu makriv. Now I suppose you have to say zakar nekeva. I don't know. That seems to be less redundant. But imina bakar hu makriv zakar or nekeva. To me, we could have said like that. So when it says zakar, is lerabotet avlad. The fact that it says zakar, right? Because we already said imina bakar. Awat tell me also zakar to include the vlad. Right? If you look at Rabbi Gershom for a second. It's about four lines before Rabbeinu Gershom gets wide there, towards the bottom of Rabbeinu Gershom there, in the up the narrow lines of Rabbeinu Gershom. It says like this: Im zachar, haynu kra dichtiv im zevach shlamim korbano imin abakar hu makriv im zachar im nekeva. V'delo itzrich im zachar im nekeva. So Rabbeinu Gershom, we don't actually need the words zachar nekeva. Why? Now on the very first wide lines of Rabbeinu Gershom, the amar mar imin abakar stam. It just says min abakar. Have a mashma bein zachar bein nekeva. Okay, so they answered my question, right? So that's why it said im min abakar. It never said im zachar min abakar. It said im min abakar. So why would we even ever have a mina that it couldn't be a nekeva as well or a zachar as well? So really, we've proven that the zachar and nekeva are redundant, and the two ims also redundant. So now he learns from this, from the zachar l'rabot l'avlad. Now the Gemara stops for a second and says, I don't understand. Why do we need a pasuk? Valo dinu. We got a kavachomer here. Uma tmura. Right? Tmura. She'ein gidulei hekdesh. Kreva. What is tmura? Tmura is an animal that didn't really grow as a kadosh. Ein gedela kadosh. Right? How did a tmura become kadosh? Its mother wasn't kadosh. It didn't grow into a kadosh animal, grow through a kadosh animal. You made tmura. You said this animal's kadosh on that animal's kadosh, and you whoops, you did magic, and the kedusha went from one to the other. So surely, if the tmura is brought on a mizbeach like the hekdesh rishon, then vlad shegidule hekdesh, which grew up in hekdesh, right? It was the extension. Its mother was hekdesh. Ainu din she karev. Why need a pasuk? Just tell me kavachomer from tmura to vlad. Right, the Gemara says that doesn't work. Why? Because mala tmura, tmura, there's something unique about tmura. Shechei noheget b'chol ha-kodshim. Right? Tmura works with all kodshim. Look at Rashi over there. He says there, B'chol HaKodshim, with Kodesh HaYachid. See, Rashi specifically says there, Kodesh HaYachid, Korban of a Yachid, because it doesn't work with all the Korban of a Tzibur. Right? Torah of blood. Tell me about a blood. She'eino noheg b'chol HaKodshim. And look at Rashi, what does it mean the blood is not noheg b'chol HaKodshim? What's going on there? He says, Rashi, Vlad, eino noheg b'chol HaKodshim. Taha olav asham, and olav asham, zecharim ninu, they males. There's no Vlad of a korban olah or korban asham. Can't have a Vlad. It's a male animal. If you got a Vlad, you got a problem, right? If your korban olah or asham had gave birth, you got a real problem, right? So that's what he's saying. Tumura works male female. Vlad doesn't work male female. Only works on females. So therefore, you can't learn from tumura. There's the kal vachomer because there's a pricha here that is not exactly the same thing. Hoyov and noeg, so he says there. From a vlach and noeg b'chol hakotchim. Hoyov and noeg b'chol hakotchim. So therefore, since is a noeg b'chol hakotchim, tamud ma'zachar, rabot la vlad. That's why we need the pasuk teach us vlad. And now the brother carries on. So the first question was, where does he know this from that it applies to the vlad? It says from zachar was for vlad, and nekeva, what does it say? The im nekeva, the nekeva there, the rabot ha tmura. Right, to include Tmura. So we got the answer, Elu Kodshim Vladaten, U Tmuraten Chayotzebehen. We got Vlad and Tmura. Zachar is for Vlad. Nekeva is for Tmura. So Gemara's like, it's only Elu Tmurat Tamimin. Now the writer continues and says, I only know from these past psukim about a Zachar and a Nekeva that Tmura works if the animal is a Tamim. Ah, we know with Tmura, right, that it works even on a Balmum. So he says, Vlad Tamimin, Zaini Ela Tamura Tamimin, right? Vlad Tamimin, Vlad Bale Mumin, Utmurat Bale, sorry, Tamura Tamimin and Vlad Tamimin, Aini Ela Tamura Tamimin and Vlad Tamimin. I know about Tamimin for those two. But Vlad Bale Mumin and Tamura Bale Mumin, Minayin, where are there even a Bale Mum? A Vlad Bale Mum and Tamurat Bale Mum also work, Tamud Lomar. Im Zachar, when the word Pasuk uses the word Im again with Zachar, Rabot Vlad Bale Mumi. That comes to tell me about a Vlad that's a Balmun. And Im Nekeva, the Im on Nekeva, Rabot Murat Bale Mumi. Okay, so now we basically got Tmura Shlami, Tmura and Vlad, both Tmimim and Bale Mumi from Zachar and Nekeva, Im and Im. So now Amale Rav Safra Rabaya. So Abaya says to Rav Safra says to Abaya, the ipuch ana, right? But shouldn't we turn it around? In other words, we at the moment understand that Zachar is Vlad and Nekeva is Tmura, right? And the Ims over here come tell us about the Bale Mumin as well. So he says, the ipuch ana. Now the Shita takes out the word Mistabra and he says like this, Mimakom. So he says, no. He says, why? You've got a problem. We won't switch it around. He says, Makom she nitrafta tmurat tamimim nitrafta tmurat bale mumin. So at the moment, Abaya thinks that Rav Safra wants to turn around the limud of the im for Zachar and the im for Nekeva to say that turn those around. We said that the im Zachar tells me the Baal Mum of the Tmura, and the Im for Nekeva tells me the Baal Mum other way around. Am I wrong? Help me, yeah? Im Zachar is telling me the Baal Mum for the Vlad, and the Im for Nekeva tell me the Baal Mum for the Tmura, right? You with follow me carefully on this one, because it's a little bit tricky. So he says to him, Ipuch Ana, turn it around, right? Look at Rashi. Im Zachar, L'rabot tmurat bale mumin, and im nekeva vlad, l'rabot vlad bale mumin. So he says, no, learn from im nekeva to include the bal mum of the vlad. Right? So Arvaya says to him, no. Mimakom shnitrafta tmurat tamimim, nitrafta tmurat bale mumin. He says, no, the mum and the tmura go together, and the mum and the zachar go together. So when you learn Zachar come tell you Bale is Vlad, so to the Im there tells you a Mum of a Vlad. And where Zach and the Kaiva tells you Tmura, so the Im of the Kaiva also tells you the Baal Mum, the prayer, they go together. So he says to him, Rav Safra, he says, no. Amar le mi kamin alach lipuch im. Zachar im the Kaiva. I'm not telling you to change the Ims around. And I'm not telling you that I agree with you that Zachar is Vlad, but Im Zachar is the Tmura. No. Ana kule kraka imina. I'm telling you, change the whole psukim around. In other words, where you learned Zachar to teaching me Vlad, I'm a Zachar rabotet atmura, and the Kaiva rabotet avlad. Why are you dafka learning Zachar, meaning Vlad, the fetus? Zachar should tell you Tmura, and the Kaiva should tell you Vlad. I can understand his svara, right? Because what's he saying? Nekaiva should tell me Vlad. Why Nekaiva tell me Vlad? Because Dafka the Nekaiva is when has a baby. Right? So you tell me Zachar is Vlad. We just saw a second ago, what's the difference between the Korban Ola and the Korban Asham can never give birth. So therefore it doesn't make sense to say that Zachar is Vlad. Zachar is Tmura. And Nekaiva gives birth, and Nekaiva is Vlad. I think that's his father, right? I mean, I can't think of any other reason. So it says, Abaye Tim's day. He says, no, Amalei Vlad, Lashon Zachar, Mashmi. He says, no. We go after the Lashon. Vlad means is a masculine Lashon, and Nekaiva is a feminine Lashon. Zachar is a masculine Lashon, and Tmura is a feminine Lashon. So therefore, Vlad, Lashon Zachar, Mashma, and Tmura, Lashon Nekaiva, Mashma, and therefore, I'm happier leaving it with that. Right? Rashi says, "Avdei lashon zachar mashma hilchach mizachar nafka." Therefore, we learn from zachar. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Okay, so it's all very nice that you told me that Vlad Tamimin and Bale Mumin and Tmurat Bale Mumin. So we've got Vlad Bale Mumin and Tmurat Bale Mumin. But Tachlis lema hilchata. What's the halacha from these animals with Mumin? What's going on over here? Look at Rashi. Lema hilchata. The Rashi like almost in the middle of the page. Kodshe henach vladot shel balei mumin, daha iman lo chazir likarev. Right? He says, lema yilchata the kodshe of these vladot. In the day, we've got a tmura, we've got a of an akeva, we've got a tmura of a bal mum, and we've got a vlad of a bal mum. So the mothers of balei mumin, right? They are vlad of a bal mum. And we see nonetheless that they've got all the dinim of a normal korban. So he says, "Lema yilchata Amar Shmuel likarev." As far as kochim to be actually do to be makriv, va'aliba derabbi Elazar, right? Look at Rashi, va'aliba derabbi Elazar da Amar b'matnitin, right? Because he said in our Mishnah on tomorrow's daf's Mishnah, he frish nekeva leola. If you set aside a nekeva, a female animal, as an ola. Now we said a second ago, a few minutes ago, that an Ola and an Asham, right, these animals can't be Nekevot. An Ola has to be a Zachar. So now what would we normally think if you set aside a Korban Zachar as an Ola? I mean a Korban Nekev as an Ola, what would you think? Share that with us, Steve. What is that?
I don't know, it's just a list.
Oh, okay. So tell us.
No, it's just what you said.
Oh. But does he say that he got there an Ola and a Kaiva?
No. All male.
Right. So Ola's all male. Exactly the same. So that's why he says that, yeah. So he says, what happens? You set aside a Korban as an Ola, and it's in a Kaiva, the Yalda, and that gave birth. So what would you think? You think that the Korban wasn't a Korban. It was a waste of time. Nothing to do with it. Says Rabbi, they said, no. Vlad Karev Ola. Ah, you called it an Ola, the mother. The mother can't be an Ola, but it gave birth to a male. The male is a Korban Ola. Afagav the Ime lo chazia. Even though the mother wasn't Ra'u, the mother wasn't a good Korban, nonetheless, the Vlad is a good Korban. He says, Hacha Nami Karev. So too, that's the din. That's why we had to learn here about Vladei Tmimin, Bale Mumin, and Tmura Bale Mumin. That's where we had to learn aloha over here. Because we wouldn't have done over here. We're going to contrabe it over there. So too over here. Right? That's his answer. What would we have thought? Kikam Rabbi Lazar Ola. Just like Rabbi Lazar, who said with regards to an Ola, the Ikash Shem Ola al Imo. It's got a name on its mother. The mother has got a shame ola. Even though it can't become an ola, the child becomes an ola. Aval hani vladot lo karve. We would have thought, no, here it's different. Right? We would have thought, here, because the mother was a balmum. Right? Therefore, the children are not karban. Kamashbolan, yes. Nonetheless, the aloha is that that you do bring it, right? Look at Rashi there. About gabe vladot shlamim shabale mum. The ain shlamim at iman. The mother hasn't got a name shlamim because it's a bal mum. The lo matinu bal mum karev shlamim. You can never bring a bal mum as a korban shlamim. The ha shlamim off lake because there's off lake ka aim alokali. Because remember, an off, you don't, even if it's got a bit of a mum, we don't have to worry because it doesn't say tmimut vizachrut with regards to a bird, but with a regular, and there's no off shlamim. So you never find a case of a shlamim which is baal mum, which is brought as a korban. We would have thought over here that these children are not brought as korbanot. Kamashmalan, that they are brought as korban. Okay, barpa damar. That's the first answer. First answer was lemah hilchot. What do I have to know this for? Because of that din there of Rabbi Eliezer with regards to an ola, my female mother. Barpa damar's got another answer. No, leria. Right? What's lemah hilchot? Why do we have to know about the children here of these tamim, of these bale mumin, with regards to going out of pasture? Va'aliba de divrei hakol. Right? Divrei hakol here means as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer. That's with regards to Rabbanan. Look at Rashi. Va'aliba de divrei hakol. Da'afiru Rabbanan modu de kachi mihaleria. Even Chachamim agree that these children of bale mumin, right, if it's a vlad of a baal mum shlamin or a tmura of a baal mum, right, nonetheless they become kadosh. The kadosh holds fast, but they can't be brought as a korban. They have to be sent out to pasture to get a mum. V'lo amrinan chulin yiru. Let me come chulin. Ta amrinan nami gabe olat nekeiva vlad a yire. Right, because even chachamim, those chachamim in that mishnah we'll see tomorrow with Cholek and Rabbi Eliezer, they say even if you magdish a female animal as an ola, its child becomes kadosh, but you don't mean as a korban. You send it out to pasture. So that's why we had to know the din over here. Right, the Gemara says, the Mesurash has changed, it says like this, Itmar Nami. We've got a Machlok Amoraim as well. Itmar, he changed it to Itmar Nami. What's it called? Machlok Amoraim. Rava Amar Li Karev, Valibad Rabbi Lezer. Rava says they become a korban, like Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah. And Rapapa Amarari, and Rapapa says they go to pasture, Valibad Divrako, and like the Divrako. Okay, so that's really the end of that sugi over there. So we've seen it's relevant to know about the vlad and the tmura and the vlad of a bale mumin. That goes like this: Hai Tana, my today mihacha. So our Tana learned all of that from the pasuk of the im zachar im nekeva, etc. The Gemara brings a brighter, and he says this brighter, which we're going to see in a second, he's got a separate makor for all of these dinim. Hai Tana, my today mihacha. He brings it from here. What's his pasuk? The pasuk says, Rak Kodesh, I can't read the passage properly, yeah? Kodashecha. It says, Rak Kodashecha, Asher Yulecha. So these korbanot that you have, which you have, Unadarecha and Yonadarim, Tisa, you'll bring, carry, Ubata el Amakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Then it says, Vasito Latecha, and you'll make olot from them, Habasar, Vahadam, and Abizbeach, the blood and the meat on the Mizbeach. Okay, so he's got nakas. Like he says, what's the pasuk? Let's break the pasuk down. He says, Rak Kodashecha Elu Tmurot. So Rak Kodashecha, your korbanot or tmurot. Asher yiyu lecha, that you have, Elu Havladot. So he's got here both tmurot and vladot. Tisa ubata, bring them up. Right, the words to Bet HaMikdash. Yachol yachnisenu lebeita bechira v'yimenamehem ma'im umazon k'dei sheyamutu. It says they're tisau bata. So what would we think that you're going to do with them? You're going to bring them and just starve them to death so they're going to die? Right, look at Rashi. Yachol yachnisenu lebeita bechira v'yimenamehem daha ikayem le tisau bata. Because the pasuk says tisau bata, your tmura and your vladot. We just explained now, the pasuk means your tmurot and your vladot. And it says, bring them. So what are you meant to do with them? Talmud lomar, va'asita olotecha. The next pasuk says, it's varim yudbet kavav, and then varim yudbet kavzai. The pasuk carries on straight away and says, va'asita olotecha. Look at Rashi, what does it mean, va'asita olotecha? V'dam zvachayuchot, v'haikra, samich lerak kodshecha. Straight afterwards, it brings it there. So therefore, bring it as a korban. So we see here, your tmura and your vladot, bring as a korban. Then the pasuk carries on and says, Vahadam, Habasar Vahadam, right? What does it mean, the blood and the meat and the blood? Keder tanoheg ba'ola, atanoheg ba'tmura. In other words, there's no difference. Tisa v'tavi, bring them. Keder tanoheg b'shlamim, atanoheg b'vlad shlamim b'tmura. Now Gemara says, Yachol af kol ha'kodshim kain. Can you do with all korbanot? Tamud lomar rak. What does it mean, rak? We know that rak. Rashi says here, that, look at Rashi there. Yachol af kol ha'kodshim, yehen nami vladot m'ratok karayv. All korbanot, it's not just shlamim. Right, Talmud lomar rak. Ulakam mefrashim. We see that on high vlad kememaid. We reducing the vlad to the particular animal. And he says they call achin v'rakin are a miut. All the achin v'rakin are a miut. Right, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer ainot tzarich. We're done in the mikro from that. Right, Rabbi Akiva. You know what? That's enough over here. If you don't mind, I've got to go. It's a little bit late, and we'll carry on for the best tomorrow.